All right, so starting on the Pei on the base about Sheves. So the Mishnah says what? It says Sheves. Rowan also kilu shomer kishuin. Shekvar nosan lo yidme yado dme raglo. Okay, I just a little bit of a problem with dme yado dme raglo. But what's a shomer kishuin? What is the what? Question is the leg and the arm. Right? Isn't there different jobs for if you lose your?
Okay.
Tosu goes into that. Okay. Anyway, so what's the job? What is the job? Let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Kol yimei acholi roen oso kilu shomer kishuin. So during the time that he's sick, that he can't do anything, we view him like a shomer kishuin. What does shomer kishuin do? Watches the cucumbers grow. He's protecting them. He's protecting them. Okay. Vidnosin sikrosso shokol yom. And you give him that wage every day. Right? Okay. Shere'in roi la malacha kveda. Afilu below holy. Shere'in nikta yado v'raglo. V'ukvai nasa lo demand. So he's saying that he's not really roi for any heavier work anyway. Nothing more strenuous than that. In other words, when he gets well, he won't be able to do anything better either. Right? So what loss is he suffering now? The loss of what he can do when he gets better. Right? Mm-hmm. What about the loss that he can't do what he used to be able to do? That's kvar nasan lo demei yado demei raglo. Right? Right? Okay. So what's the Gemara's problem here? Luxo midas adin. What does that mean? Rashi. So he didn't pay him enough. He didn't pay him fully. You're not compensating him fully. Interesting. Why? Alright. So he says that what? That factually it's wrong. That you're not compensating him fully. Why? Because when he gets better, what? When he gets better, he'll do a different job. He's not going to be a shomer kishuim when he gets better. He'll draw water. Or he'll, what do you say, he'll draw water? Yeah. And they'll get a better water drawers, get much better pay than Shomer Kishuin. So he's losing the full wages that he could be earning when he gets better. Go ahead. Or. Right. That seems a little difficult without a leg, but okay. So it's the same problem. Okay, so what does the Gemara say?
It says,
Midas Adin Lolokso.
Yeah, Shekvar Nasan Lo Demei Yado Demei Raglo.
Very difficult Gemara. Go ahead, Rashi.
Midas Adin Lolokso, Shekvar Nasan Lo Demei Yado, Ulu Tashi Yisraka, Nami Ino Lai, Good Bos, Melech Vashnikos.
It's baffling.
Yeah, it just switches.
It just switches.
Yeah.
You say he's not getting fully compensated because when he gets better, he'll be able to do those things.
No, he can't.
No, he won't. He won't.
You paid him.
Because you paid him already, Shekvar Nasan Lo. Right. Well, that's right. Doesn't say because.
Yeah.
You already had this argument already?
What? No.
No.
But
how do you learn
Midas Adin Lo Lokso.
Because is the thing that makes him sound ridiculous, but obviously you have to say it.
So he's asking how you can learn Shekvar.
Midas Adin Lo Lokso, right? Shekvar Nasan Lo. Yeah. And he's saying that, and Rashi is saying that when he gets better, he won't be able to do anything better. He won't be able to do anything better. So since he won't be able to do anything better, and you already compensated him for everything that he was able to do before, low luxum use it then. That's all you're going to compensate for. Okay. But how do you resolve this problem? I mean, the Gemara just made a mistake. He agreed in the end. I mean, he didn't realize what an amputee can do. Well, how do you understand this? I mean, this is a factual question, and then they just they cleared it up. Yeah. Right. Well, let me ask you factually: can he do these things or not? I mean, can we? Is there a way? Is there a way to work this out? It's not a factual question. Yeah. Plain shot in Rashi is the first. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, it's taking. What could the guy possibly do? Maximum. Let's say he's sick for 10 days. So could he push himself 10 days? Yeah. If he pushed himself for 10 days, he could be a water drawer. And that's like his maximum capacity. But the Maskana, the Gemara says, yeah, but that wouldn't be Roy to be his profession. How do you view the Shevis? By the job that he could do if he summoned all of his energies? Or what Lamaisa's profession would be? Right? He could do it, but he's not Roy for it. Right? Factually, that would seem to be the explanation of Rashi. All right, let's think about it in terms of Sarah, though, for tomorrow, and then take a look at the Rashi.